Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange for the week ending 19th of June 2015. Right, straight to it. Quite a busy week on the markets. We've had four IPOs, two intention to float announcements and two new Schedule 1 announcements. For those who don't know, Schedule 1 announcements are announcements made to the London Stock Exchange as opposed to the public of a company's intention to join the AIM Stock Exchange. They have been submitted to the exchange. They have to be submitted to the exchange at least 10 days prior to admission and are in a prescribed format and contain a lot of the same information, to be fair, that would be seen in the more public intention to float announcements. They can be updated regularly with new information, such as number of securities to be admitted, etc., up to 3 days before admission. I suppose there are a number of reasons why an AIM company would not issue an intention to float announcement. A prevalent one being that a company does not want to publicise that it is coming to market in case the money cannot be raised, in which case they might have to put a separate announcement out saying they're delaying a float due to market conditions, etc. And in some cases it can just be down to the way some brokers do things, in that some never release intention to float announcements on any of their deals. Right, so as I said, there are two intention to float announcements. One on the main market being CIC Gold Limited, which is intending to float on the standard segment of the official list. This is a company seeking to exploit acquisition opportunities in the gold sector, and they are being advised by VSA Capital Limited, who tend to focus mainly on natural resources deals. Was very little information given the actual announcement, other than to say that they're looking to be admitted onto the exchange on the 23rd of June. You can get more information from a prospectus on their website, and funny, for those who are confused as to why a company might float on the standard segment of the official list, there are a number of reasons, but amongst others, standard segment companies do not have to have the minimum 3-year trading record or have to have been in control of the majority of their assets for 3 years. They're not subject to the same stringent corporate finance requirements, and they cannot be included in any of the FTSE indices. The other ITF was on AIM and is a company called Hunters Property PLC, and they describe themselves as one of the UK's leading estate agency businesses. They are being advised by Numis and are expected to be admitted on the 2nd of July. The two new Schedule 1 announcements were for Orchid Funding Group PLC, which is a finance company which specialises in insurance premium finance and the professional fee funding market. They are being advised again by Numis and expect to be admitted in early July. And finally, Ares Telecoms PLC, who are a regional wholesale telecommunications service provider of bandwidth infrastructure services currently operating in Malaysia. Strands Hansen and Mirabeau advising, and admission expected in early July. Right, now to this week's IPOs. As I said, there have been four, three on the main market and one on AIM. On the main market, Apex Global Alpha Limited, a vehicle investing in opportunities in both private equity and derived investments. They raised £218 million and came to market with a market cap of £585 million. Jefferies and Credit Suisse advised on the IPO, and the IPO price was 119.2 pence, and on the first day of dealings finished the day up 4.7%. Also on the main market, Phoenix Spree Deutschland Limited IPO'd. Phoenix Spree is a closed-ended investment company with exposure to German real estate market. It was advised by Liberum and was just introduced to the exchange, i.e. raising no money, but with a market cap on the first day of admission of €144 million. The IPO price was 160 pence and it finished its first day of trading down 6.3%. Finally on the main market, Care Homes PLC IPO'd. They're an Irish home builder, building an island in the UK. They raised €403 million with a market cap of €429 million on the first day of trading. They were advised by Credit Suisse and Goodbody. The IPO price was €1 and on the first day of trading they finished the day up 5%. We had one IPO on AIM this week. It was Apple Green PLC, We're a major petrol forecourt retailer in the Republic of Ireland with a significant and growing presence in the United Kingdom. They raised 91.7 million euros and with a market cap of 300 million euros on day one. They were advised by Goodbodies and Shore Capital, my old shop, so congratulations to them. And on the first day of trading, from an IPO price of 277 pence, they finished the day up 8.1%. If we now look at the health of the IPO market in general, in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year, there have been 18 intention to float announcements compared to 25 during the same period last year. Similarly, main market ITFs are down 27 this year compared to 42 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs, on AIM so far this year, we've had 23 compared to 39 last year. On the main market, not so bad, 32 compared to 37 last year. In terms of funds raised, £445 million raised on AIM this year, which is way down on last year. Last year, at this stage, there'd been over £1.52 billion raised. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, where we've had £6.78 billion raised in comparison to £8.7 billion in 2014. I think the election had a lot to do with this decrease in the first half, so let's hope things pick up in H2. And that's it, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile stats at the end of the month from the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I will speak to you again next week. My name is Jamie Cameron. Take care.